Welcome to the Fungible Podcast by Digilog. Your host, Favour Oyeleke.
Hi, welcome to the Fungible Podcast by Digilog. My name is Favour Oyeleke, and in this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about cybersecurity. You can basically call it cybersecurity simplified 1.0. Let's start with a no-brainer fact. Do you know that the cybersecurity industry generated at least 1.5 trillion revenue in 2018? Breathtaking, right? If cybersecurity was a country, I bet it would have the 13th largest economy in the world in terms of its GDP, behind South Korea and ahead of Spain. Even the average salary of any cybersecurity expert ranges between $90,000 and $160,000. Imagine. That is a lot of money, I tell you. Today, we will be talking about skills needed for starting a career in cybersecurity. Stay with me. Okay, so today, there are surprisingly a lot of companies who struggle to find the right fit in terms of cybersecurity talent. And why is that? Well, the technology is constantly evolving, and cybersecurity professionals must level up on recent developments at all times to stay ahead of modern malicious entities. Learning about the skills mentioned in this podcast will help you focus on everything you need to know so you're not left in the dark or distracted by areas that are not so relevant to cybersecurity professionals. The first and perhaps one of the most crucial is clear communication. Yeah, I'm emphasizing in it, clear communication. As a tech pro, you will often find yourself needing to communicate complicated subjects to people who might not have little or no technical knowledge about what you're talking about. If your job is connected to rendering customer services, that means there will always be a constant need to interact with the company's internal clients or other partners, clients, and co-workers. So you need to be able to make excellent presentations and harness communication skills, your communication skills, in order to effectively communicate with management and customers. You need to possess the ability to clearly articulate complex concepts, both written and orally. You should also be able to possess and effectively use your active listening skills, especially with customers. You know, you must possess some degree of customer service skills. For example, reporting a breach internally is a really serious matter. The incident response team must be able to give people sufficient time to vent before they can proceed to the problem-solving phase. Okay, another soft skill you need is ethics. I mean your work habits. To succeed in any cybersecurity job, you need to build healthy work habits, such as being detail-oriented, having the eagerness to dig into technical questions and examine them from all sides, imbibing the culture of enthusiasm and a high degree of adaptability. You need to be able to maintain awareness and knowledge of contemporary standards, what is going on around currently in society. Need to be able to have a rich knowledge of contemporary standards, practices, procedures, and methods. Okay, for instance, it is imperative that you have a modern understanding of the variety of current cyber threats and common web vulnerabilities like DOS, DDoS, MITM, then phishing, malware, excess attacks, and so on. It goes on and on. The whole point is that you should be aware, you should stay alert of and be up to date on the latest industry happenings, attend annual conferences, subscribe to newsletters, or regularly visit online sites, if possible, that are dedicated to providing cybersecurity related information. This podcast will from time to time feature discussions about cybersecurity, so ensure you subscribe not to miss a thing.
The Fungible Podcast by Digilaw will be right back.
Hello, my name is Fumi Ashori, and I'm Director of Career Advancement at Digilaw. I'd like to invite you to sign up for our cybersecurity class for lawyers and law students. The class will be facilitated by Max Ikongwe, Principal Partner at Everlaw Associates. Max is a well-seasoned lawyer with experience in IP and ICT law. In this class, we'll be addressing what cybersecurity is and actions that constitute a breach of cybersecurity. We will also discuss applicable laws and requirements for cybersecurity across several industries, especially the legal industry. Registration fee for this class is 2,000 Naira for lawyers and 1,000 Naira for law students. To register, please visit the following links.
For lawyers, visit paystack.com/p/digilaw. For law students, visit paystack.com/p/digilaw2.
Thank you very much. I look forward to having you on this class. Do have a great day.
Okay. Welcome back. I hope you are having fun. I hope you are listening. I hope you're getting more information, knowledge, awareness about cybersecurity. And anyway, as we continue, I'll be talking about the rest of the skills needed for a cybersecurity expert. So deciding what technical skills you need as a tech professional can be tricky. We've talked about soft skills, how you need to be able to communicate with people around, especially customers who don't have a technical knowledge of your field of profession. So now we're talking about technical skills, and deciding what technical skills you need as a tech professional can be quite tricky because there are sub-disciplines within the cybersecurity field. However, they will share a common technical foundation. Stay with me. So, implementation skills. For starters, every tech pro should be familiarize themselves with implementation skills. That is one technical skill that is very important. To implement anything, it needs to be understood first. It is essential to understand technical elements like the architecture, administration, and management of operating systems, like the various Linux distros, Windows, and etc. So, aside from that, every cybersecurity expert, every tech pro, should familiarize themselves with networking and virtualization softwares. When you understand these cybersecurity elements, it's easier to implement them. For instance, when examining a company's security framework, you should also know when to tell the difference between threat modeling specifications, implementation testing, and vulnerability assessment, understand the security issues associated with the company's operating systems, networking, and virtualization software. Such knowledge will be priceless, I bet, when the need arises for you to apply it. In addition, get to know and love, emphasis on the love. Get to know and love things like firewalls and network load balances. That's in addition to general programming or software development concepts and software analysis skills. So take to heart the more common programming languages, including Java, C++, Dissemblers, assembly language, and scripting languages like PHP, Python, Perl, or Shell. Okay, so another technical skill you need to learn as a cybersecurity expert is malware reversal skills. This technical skill you should master is malware reversal. And malware is one of the most serious issues you can face as a cybersecurity specialist, actually. And it is not always possible to prevent it, even with multiple safeguards in place. Companies that are victims of malware must quickly take steps to recover from the intrusion. And if you're able to help such business entities make a speedy recovery following an attack, your services will be in high demand, I tell you. Malware analysis and reversal is actually something of which only the most skilled cybersecurity experts are capable. So if you can do it, then you are going to be able to command an impressive salary, my friend. Equipping yourself with malware reversal skills would mean that you have rich knowledge about intrusion detection, penetration testing, risk analysis and mitigation, IoT security, DevSecOps, vulnerability assessment, cloud security, and so much more. The longer and more extensive your resume, the more prestigious a position you can attain. And this field is only growing. If you find that you have the enthusiasm and aptitude for it, for this field, you should be able to build a career for yourself in this industry with minimal difficulty. Okay, so another technical skill that you should have as a cybersecurity expert, that's actually one of my favorites, is thinking like a black hat. Thinking like a black hat. Whew. Reminds me of Men in Black. You get what I'm saying? So it is often said that if you want to catch a thief, then you should hire a thief. This does not mean that you have to be a cyber criminal yourself, though. It just implies that if you want to solve a cybersecurity issue, you should be able, or perhaps you want to set preventive measures for your security. You should be able to think like one who created, or someone who would create that problem in the first place. The word on the street is that offensive cybersecurity is gaining more and more traction, and for good reasons. So take leverage of it while you can. And if you can put yourself in the mindset of someone who is trying to break into the networks that you are trying to protect, then you'll be able to understand what vulnerabilities there are and prepare for the contingencies, instead of doing the damage control afterwards. Okay, the importance of this cybersecurity skills can really not be oversized. You see, the key reason why companies are unable to locate good cybersecurity professionals is the dearth of expertise in this field. If you want to take advantage of this untapped job opportunity, you need to work on building the right skill sets. Moreover, the sheer volume of possible attack vectors today means that the only choice is to stay knowledgeable of new threats. So these cybersecurity skills are a must to have. In terms of chasing a successful career, mastering the skills are the prerequisites for climbing to more advanced up positions on the cybersecurity ladder. As more employees discover how investing in this area results in improved retention and hiring, you will enjoy tremendous scope for professional development. So please, please, please don't miss out on this opportunity and secure your future by learning the right cybersecurity skills. Build a well-rounded skill set with skills ranging from penetration testing, IoT security, network security, identity access management, to other cyber governance related soft skills and technical skills. It will help you build upon your foundation and branch out even further into leadership roles later. If you're not from a cybersecurity background, then there are various certification courses that you can take to help authenticate your knowledge and skills. So don't worry. Certificates like SEHM, Certified Ethical Hacker, Offensive Security Certified Professional, Certified Information Security Auditor, GCIH, Certified Information System Security Professional, Information System Security Architecture Professional, Information System Security Engineering Professional, Information System Security Management Professional. So these certifications I've mentioned, they could help you win that dream job. But more importantly than certifications is your dedication to continuous learning. As a business leader, this will help you assemble and manage your team of cybersecurity professionals and keep your company ahead of the cybersecurity threat curve. Meanwhile, certifications are not just for people without cybersecurity backgrounds. Several employees now demand certifications as a major factor for employment, and it's easy to see why. Cybersecurity certifications are essential to showing the level of knowledge of a cybersecurity professional. However, they should never alone be the only reference. Nuance and experience is crucial too. All these same certifications assist in developing your skill sets and certifying your capabilities for any potential employer. So they are all key to your professional or career projections, either way. I hate to tell you this, but we have come to the end of this episode. If you enjoyed listening, please give us a review. You can reach us on our email, digilawng@gmail.com. digilawng@gmail.com. There's no space in between. I'm just saying. This podcast is available on Google Podcast, Anchor, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, and Pocket Pack. So if you want to listen, you should just search for The Fungible Podcast, The Fungible Podcast, and ensure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. The Fungible Podcast is a creation of Digilaw. Digilaw is a company with the goal of bridging the gap between digital technology and the law. We organize online classes and courses on digital technologies. We also publish a blog at digilaw.com.ng. We would love you to check our blog sometime. Really amazing content. You could also reach out to us on our social media platforms on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at DigilawNG. On LinkedIn, we are DGL Africa. Thank you all so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Always. Thank you.